This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. This episode contains graphic and violent 911 calls. Listener discretion advised. Welcome in, everyone. Disturbed is dark this week on a regular episode, but as a special treat, I'm opening up this brand new episode of Disturbing Calls to the main feed. So if this is your first time here, the following calls are real and unedited. And for our Patreon members, you'll be getting another episode of Disturbing Calls later this month, and if you're not already a member, you can get access to these bonus episodes as well as ad-free listening to the regular Disturbed episodes along with 24-hour early access. So if you find that you need more of this bonus content after hearing this one, make sure you head over to patreon.com/disturbedpodcast and unlock your access today. April 2nd, 2014. Andrew Ward was a 27-year-old male living with his mother, stepfather, and three younger step-siblings. Andrew had been using drugs and alcohol heavily in addition to his mental health declining. He grew unstable and acted out in violent rages towards his family. His parents tried to help his situation by having him see a psychiatrist and was prescribed multiple different medications. One day, Andrew came home from work carrying a box and locked himself in his room. The situation felt unsafe to the family members, and one of Andrew's younger sisters called 911.
Phoenix Police, this is Nicole. How may I help you?
Hi, Nicole. Is there any way you can, like, check my brother's room or anything? Because we feel really unsafe because we're not sure what you bought.
Okay, what do you mean, what he bought?
He, like, is really mentally unstable, so we're afraid he bought something that could possibly harm us.
Okay, and where is he right now?
In his room. He's 28 years old.
Okay, and who's there with you?
My mom, but he won't let us in the room to see what he bought, and we're scared.
And what's your address? Is that a house?
Yeah. We just want a police officer to come and check his room.
I mean, I can send an officer out to come talk to you guys, but I can't guarantee that they're going to go into his room and search his room.
You guys can't come in and search his room?
I don't know. I'm not an officer. I can send an officer to you, and they can talk to you, but like I said, it's going to be up to them. If they feel like they need to go in there and talk to him, then they'll be able to talk to him, but I don't think they're going to be able to just search his room.
I don't know.
I mean, has he threatened you guys or done anything?
No, he's kind of, I don't know how to describe it. He's kind of crazy. He, like, is seeing a psychiatrist, and he just got, like, paid $400, and he blew it off. And he came through the door, and really sketchy, and went straight to his room. It looked like a box. I don't know what rifle come in. If it's like a box or something.
I'm not sure.
I just wanted an officer to come and see what, to check his room.
Right. I understand what you want, but I'm letting you know. I can send an officer to you, but, I mean, I can't guarantee they're just going to go in and search his room because he's not doing anything. He hasn't committed a crime. He's not threatening you guys. He's not doing anything. He's just in his room.
So if he comes out with the rifle and kills himself,
If he's threatening you with a weapon or he's saying threats, then that's different. But you're telling me he's not threatening you in any way. He just went out and made a purchase and now he's in his room. He's not harming anyone. He's not doing anything wrong being in his room.
Okay, I guess I'll have to wait till he does something. Thank you.
Police never arrived to the house, and no follow-ups were made. The following day, Andrew's mother wanted to take the family out to dinner. Andrew declined and decided to stay home with his younger stepbrother. Later that evening, a 911 call was made by Andrew from a stranger's phone.
Phoenix 911, where's your emergency?
I need you to come pick me up.
What's the address of the emergency?
I'm at Circle K, but the emergency is at 21448 North 34th Drive.
Is that a house or an apartment there?
It's a house.
What's the emergency there?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, well, if you're calling 911, it's my job to find out, so I need to know what the emergency is.
I think it's a murder.
What makes you think that?
Because I stabbed someone.
Okay. And where are you at?
I'm at Circle K on 35th Avenue in Deer Valley.
And who is this that you stabbed?
Google Austin Tapia.
Where did you stab him at?
I think I stabbed him in the chest and in the neck and in the head.
Okay. And who is this person?
This is Google Tapia's son.
But how do you know him?
He lives in the house with me.
Oh, okay. So he's your roommate?
He's a relative.
Okay. Is he like a cousin or?
He's basically kind of like a brother.
Okay. And what happened? Were you guys fighting or what was going on?
Honestly, I just felt like killing.
Okay. Have you been drinking or doing any drugs or anything like that?
No, I have not.
Okay. So you guys weren't arguing or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay.
That was a kill for a U.S. Marshal.
Okay. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Andrew Ward.
Are you at the front of the Circle K?
I'm inside the store.
Okay. And what are you wearing? What color shirt and pants?
I'm wearing a black shirt and gray pants. So actually, not pants, but shorts.
Gray shorts. Okay. Do you have any weapons on you? Any knives, guns?
I sure do.
Okay. What do you have on you?
I have a Batman knife.
Okay. Is it like a steak knife, a butcher knife?
Switchblade.
Okay. Is it in your pocket or are you holding it out?
It's in my pocket.
Okay. Which pocket is it in?
I believe my right pocket.
Okay.
I'm using someone else's phone and they have to leave.
Okay.
You want to just pick me up here?
Can you let them know that it's 911, so if they could just hang on just a minute, it won't be too long. We're just going to come talk to you, okay? But if
you
could just stay on the phone, because I want to make sure we get to the right place, okay?
All right. I'm on the phone for a little bit, but you have to talk to me.
Just let them know it's 911, okay?
He said he can't be late for class.
Okay, can you hand the phone to him really quickly?
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello?
Sir, this is the Phoenix Police. It's really important, and I understand you have to get to class, but this is a very important situation.
Well, I mean, he gave you the address of where he's at. You can call that.
I understand, but it has to do with him injuring
someone.
Well,
I don't know what to tell you. I helped out as much as I could.
Okay.
I was the only one who was on the phone. So
thank you. It's not much help, but thank you.
Your cars have engines. You can get here faster than that.
I'm not going to argue with you, so thank you.
Dude is covered in blood, so I think you would get over here quick.
We are as quickly as we can, but I don't want to let a suspect go. I like to keep them on the phone to make sure we get the right person.
Yeah, I would be more than willing to stop over here if you wanted to, like, okay with that at school or something like that, but I don't know what to tell
you. I'm sure the officers will do as much as they can to help you with that excuse. I'm positive that they will help you in this situation.
Okay.
So as long as you can help me out, that would be amazing, and I would greatly appreciate your help.
Okay, well, all right. So, well, you guys are on the way over here then?
As fast as we possibly can. We are absolutely
okay.
On the way. I just want to keep him talking because it's the best thing I can do right now.
All right, well, we'll leave my phone with him and you can have one of the officers get
absolutely,
the phone and then bring
sir.
It to me at the school then,
Where
right?
do you go to school and I'll make sure that happens?
MMI, the Motorcycle Mechanic School right down the road.
Is there a certain room we need to go to?
What room are we in? Do you want to write that down?
Absolutely. I have all of that information. You have no idea how much I appreciate you helping, and I'll make sure that gets back to you, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Hi.
Hi, Andrew.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure we stayed on the phone, okay?
All right.
Just let me know.
That was a kill for U.S. Marshal because I support U.S. Marshal.
Oh, okay. That's what it is?
That's what it is.
Okay. Did you work for them at all?
Honestly, it's classified.
Oh, okay, you don't have to tell me. Was there anybody else at the house?
Nobody else.
Okay. And just let me know when you see the officers again. They just want to talk to you, okay?
Sorry. You want me to stay on the phone with you?
If you can, if you don't mind. Have you taken any kind of drugs or anything like that today?
Not today.
Okay. Do you normally at all?
I think I'm clean.
You are? Oh, okay, that's good. What did you used to take?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, you don't have to. Just making conversation.
I'd rather not say for that question. But,
no, you don't have to answer. It's not a problem, okay? Are you hurt at all?
Are the cops gonna, like, honestly, I don't think I'm that hurt. I mean, I might have, like, a little bitty cut. But it's not bleeding, I don't think.
Okay, so you don't need a paramedic?
I don't know. There's blood everywhere. There's blood.
There's blood everywhere?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you just let me know if you're injured and you need medical attention, okay? Because I want to help you out.
Am I going to the mental hospital or am I going somewhere else?
You know what? I am not an officer, so none of that is up to me. What we want to do is just help you, okay? That's our job. Are you still inside the Circle K or did you go outside?
I'm still inside Circle K, and I see the SUV. Should I walk outside?
You know what? Let me ask them what they want you to do, okay?
All right.
I'm just going to ask them real quick, okay?
All right.
All right. So you do see the officers outside?
I see the officers.
Okay. Go ahead and walk outside. If you want to stay on the phone, you can, or if you want to hang up, that's okay.
Andrew stabbed his half-brother, Austin, multiple times, killing him. He left the home to call police at a nearby convenience store. He was promptly arrested and showed no remorse for his actions. 3 weeks later, on April 2, 2014, Andrew brutally murdered his cellmate, Douglas Walker, while in custody. He had beaten, stabbed, and suffocated him. He told officers again that he, quote, just felt like killing, although later stated that he felt threatened and heard voices. It was later determined that Andrew was mentally competent enough to understand his actions and was fit for trial. In 2017, Andrew was sentenced to two consecutive life sentences. On the day of his sentencing, Andrew apologized to his family for what he had done and said he wanted to go to school and change the course of his life so that his mind could be okay. In light of his mental condition, the court ruled that his medication should be made available while he serves his sentence and should be evaluated regularly.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You might be surprised to know that not all serial killers are straight, cisgender white men. And the victims of true crime are not a monolith either. She's Wendy and I'm Beth, and together we host Fruit Loop's Serial Killers of Color, a true crime podcast.
Together we take deep dives into the true crime stories about marginalized and minoritized perps and victims that often go untold.
We also provide the context and nuance that these stories deserve. At Fruit Loops, we're serving up true crime with a side of history, society, culture, and some fun.
Listen to Fruit Loop Serial Killers of Color on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
April 6th, 2017. Donovan Nichols grew up in a blended family with his father Shane, stepmother Heidi, and step-siblings in Ohio. They regularly went on hiking and camping trips as a family. As Donovan grew older and became a teenager, he would go through depressive episodes. His parents made sure he was never alone for too long and looked into counseling options. Donovan's depression deepened into a resentment for his parents and homicidal fantasies. He grew an obsession with the online horror character Jeff the Killer. On April 6th, Donovan came home from school as normal. He went into his room and changed into black clothing. Channeling the fictional character Jeff, he used a small blade to slash the edges of his mouth, mimicking a sinister grin. He then ambushed and attacked his stepmother Heidi with a knife. Once she was laying bleeding on the floor, Donovan calmly went to get himself a glass of water. Heidi was able to make it upstairs to the bedroom where her phone was. Unfortunately, Donovan pursued into the bedroom, dropping the knife and grabbing his father's handgun on the bedside table. He shot his stepmother Heidi in the head, killing her instantly. He then took the phone, went downstairs, and called 911.
911, where's your emergency?
It's Clark County with a transfer. He's at 40 Valley Pike. Sir, go ahead.
I just killed my mother.
And what happened, sir?
I just killed my mother, and I need to go to the hospital.
And you're at Valley Pike?
Yes.
And what happened?
It wasn't me who killed her. It was Jeff.
What happened? Who did it?
Jeff. Yeah. I'm sorry. This took me really hard to explain, but I kind of have another person inside me. Like.
Okay. Are you okay?
No. I stabbed myself.
You stabbed yourself?
Yes.
What happened to your mom?
He killed her. He snapped.
Okay, what's your name?
Mine is Donovan Ashton Nichols.
Donovan Nichols?
Nicholas.
All right, are you able to say who's with you?
I am by myself, me and Jeff.
Okay, and what happened to your mom? What did you do?
He stabbed her, then he shot her.
All right, so he stabbed her?
Then he shot her.
But where did he shoot her?
In the head. But I swear, it wasn't me. It was Jeff. Jeff is inside me.
Jeff is inside you?
Yes.
Okay.
He sometimes takes control, and I've no control over him.
Okay, where are you hurt, sir?
On my thigh. No, my leg.
Your leg? You stabbed your leg?
Yes.
Do you have any towels or anything on it that you can put on it? Okay,
yes.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, why did you hurt your mom, or why did Jess hurt your mom?
He was always tired of her. She always did drugs, and she totally, like, ignored me. Like, once she hit me, and she was just, she was done.
Sir, where's the gun and the knife?
The knife, I don't know.
You don't know? Where
no.
are they?
The gun is in the bedroom. I'm downstairs. I don't have any weapon on me.
Okay, so the gun is upstairs in the bedroom?
Yes.
What kind of gun is it? Is it a long gun, a short gun?
It is a 9mm.
It's a 9mm?
Yeah.
And you're downstairs, correct?
Yes.
Where's the knife at, sir?
I don't know.
You don't know where the knife is?
No, I can't walk.
You can't walk?
No.
Are you in the living room?
No, kitchen. Is somebody on their way, like an ambulance or something?
Yes, sir. I've got you help sent out, okay?
Okay. I swear it wasn't my fault. Just...
Are you doing okay?
I hurt so bad.
You hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any animals in the house with you, or
no? No.
Okay. Is your house, is it far off the road? Is it up close to the road?
It's close.
Okay.
I am so scared. I didn't want to kill her. I hate Jeff so much. He's gonna make me die in prison.
Is this Jeff you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
He's kind of taking somebody else. No, he took me. He just needs to be a stupid person.
Sir, can you see the front door from where you are right now?
It's not the front door, but it's the door that we always use.
All right, sir.
Yes.
So can you see the front door from your where you are in the kitchen?
Yes.
Yes. How far away do you think you are from the front door?
I don't know.
About 20 feet, 30 feet, somewhere around there?
The size of a normal kitchen.
I know you're in your kitchen. Are you very close to the door?
No. I am against the back wall.
Okay.
Am I going to get in trouble? Well, yeah. Obviously.
We're gonna get you help out there, okay? I know you're hurt, all right? I know you're hurting. Is your leg, do you still have a towel or anything on your leg?
Yes.
Okay. Can you press it down on there? That way it stops the bleeding. Can help stop it. Just press it on there hard, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry, I stuttered.
No, that's fine. That is perfectly okay, Donovan. That's okay. Okay?
Okay. Is the people that are going to be coming in my house, are they going to hurt me?
Sir, nobody is going to hurt you, okay? Nobody wants to hurt you, all right?
Okay.
Nobody wants to hurt you. They just want to help you, okay?
Just no tasing or pepper spray or nothing like that. I swear, I am not going to hurt anybody else. It was my fault. I'm just hurt.
Right. Are you doing okay?
It hurts.
It hurts really bad. What kitchen knife did Jess use?
Kitchen knife.
He used a kitchen knife. Was it a big one?
It was a medium-sized one. It's bigger than a steak knife, but smaller than a bread knife. I'm just so scared. I don't want to die in prison. I swear it wasn't my fault.
You said Jess did it.
Yes.
There. Is he still there with you?
Well, yeah, he...
Yeah?
Yeah, he's always inside me. He always talks to me. Here they are.
Where? Who's there?
The police or the people.
The people to help you?
Yes.
All right. Are you still sitting on the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
They just walked past my door.
Okay. Did you? All right. And your leg still, do you still have that towel on that leg?
Yes.
Okay, you do?
Yes. Why are they just standing there?
You're just sitting there? You're against the back wall? Are you okay? Donovan?
You okay? Anybody else here?
My mom.
He's green.
Donovan was arrested and held in custody. He would continue to say he wasn't at fault, and Jeff was to blame. Donovan was assessed by three psychologists. They concluded that he did not have any signs of dissociative identity disorder and was legally sane, although two of them found he had notable mental health issues but could not determine a diagnosis. Just days after turning 16, Donovan was convicted as an adult of aggravated murder and sentenced to life in prison. He will be eligible for parole after 28 years. February 2016. Just after 2 a.m., 42-year-old Dean Sims picks up the phone and calls 911, admitting to killing his siblings. Earlier in the day, authorities had been called to the house for a domestic dispute.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Is this Hank Lee?
Yes, it is. This is 911. What's the address of your emergency?
You should send, everything you got to 2629 Babcock Road, B-A-B-C-O-C-K.
Okay, what's going on there?
I just killed my brother and sister.
You just killed your brother and sister?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be going away for life.
Okay, what is your name? What's your name?
Doesn't matter. My name is Dean Sims.
Okay, Dean, and how did you kill them?
I guess they'll have to come and find out. A shotgun.
Okay, you killed him with a shotgun. Where's the gun now?
Oh, it's sitting on the kitchen table. I'm going away for life. I don't care.
Okay. Okay,
this is all true. This is fact. You know,
okay, Dean, what made you do that?
Lifelong of headache.
Okay, who else is in the house with you? Is anybody else in the house with you right now, Dean?
No, just me.
Where are they?
This is not a joke.
Okay, I understand it's not a joke. Okay, and you said you killed them both with the shotgun?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the shotgun's in the kitchen right now?
It's sitting on the kitchen table.
Okay, yes. Are there any other weapons in the house?
Well, me and my brother were both gun collectors, but no, it doesn't matter, you know?
Okay, well, I don't want the officers to get hurt, and I don't want you to get hurt.
No. Nothing like that. Hinckley police were here earlier, and,
okay.
You know, I just couldn't deal with it anymore. So I snapped. I'm sorry. So now I'm out of two siblings. It's not a pretty sight.
Okay. Where is your brother and sister now? Like, where were they when you shot them?
My brother is on his futon deal.
Okay,
in the living room.
Okay.
And my sister is on the waterbed.
Okay, where's the waterbed?
The waterbed room, which is on the same, you know, ground floor, whatever.
Okay, and your brother...
It doesn't matter. I'm calling you and, you know, committing.
Okay, are they breathing at all?
Oh, no. Their heads are gone.
Their heads are gone?
Basically, yes.
Okay. Is there a way that you can walk outside to meet with the officers?
Yes.
Okay.
But you know what? I got to put shoes on.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. All right, I want you to stay on the phone with me while you go put your shoes on, okay?
You know what? All right, I'm taking my slippers off.
Okay, let me know
when... Does it really matter?
Yeah, it does, actually. It does.
You have the address.
No, I know that, honey.
And, you know, I'm going away for life.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that when the officers get there, okay? But what I want you to do is stay on the phone with me while you get your shoes on, okay? And let me know when you got your shoes on.
Well, I want to put jeans on also, and I got to take my sweatpants off. All right, I'll try it. You know what?
What?
Just send the cops. I already did it.
Okay, but I need you to go outside and meet with the officers, okay?
I want to put pants on. You know?
Okay, well, go ahead and put your pants on.
I'm so sorry I did it, but I...
All right, I just want to make sure the officers are safe and that you're not going to get hurt either, all right?
No, I'm done. I'm trying to... I even called my very good buddy and I said, you'll probably never see me again.
Did you tell him what you did?
Pardon?
Did you tell your friend what you did?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
All he could do was sigh and say, oh my gosh. You know? Okay, here's the thing. I need two hands.
Okay, what do you mean you need two hands?
To pull my drawers up.
Oh, okay. Well, set the phone down, but I don't want you to hang it up, okay?
No, I won't.
Okay.
I promise.
Go ahead. Set the phone down to put your pants on.
All right.
Dean Sims fatally shot his 52-year-old sister Cynthia and 45-year-old brother Randy with a shotgun. Earlier in the day, Cynthia called police for help, alleging that Sims was drunk and violent. Police arrived and separated the two, and then left shortly after. Sims initially pleaded not guilty despite his admission on the 911 call. However, he later changed his plea to guilty and was sentenced to life in prison without parole. He never gave a firm answer on why he committed the crime. And that's all for this episode of Disturbing Calls. If you've enjoyed this bonus content and you haven't done so already, head over to patreon.com/disturbedpodcast or find the link in the show notes. You can unlock instant access to 19 more episodes of Disturbing Calls, as well as 100% ad-free listening to Disturbed and early access. Thanks for tuning in. Next week, we'll be back with a brand new regular Disturbed episode. And don't forget to stay safe out there, y'all.